You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has accepted 38 out of 40 of the recommendations made by the Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry Report. These accepted recommendations that will come into immediate effect include significantly increasing access to publicly funded mental health and addiction services for people with mild to moderate needs, committing to increasing choice by broadening the types of services available, urgently completing the National Suicide Prevention Strategy, and establishing an independent commission to provide leadership and oversight of mental health and addiction. This morning I spoke to NZ Union of Students Association's National President James Ransted about how the union feels about the government's response to the Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry.
Looking at a big picture, NZUSA is happy with their response. I mean, for the first time ever, the government has taken seriously not only mental health in the severe stages, but they're taking steps to address mental health in the mild to moderate areas. There were 40 different recommendations within the report that was published last year. Two of those have been completely taken off the table, one of those being a target to reduce suicide rates in New Zealand by 20%. And there's some unease amongst our members around that, but at the same time, we understand and sympathise with the government's view that one life is too many in an actual fact. We've got the data on the suicide rates in New Zealand anyway, so we're going to know if the work that they're doing is actually having a strong impact on the results. I guess the other thing that we're a bit concerned about is of the 38 that they have said yes to, or principally said yes to, many of those they've announced that they still have to work through to understand more and figure out how far they're going to go ahead with those. So although there's 38 that they've kind of said principally yes to, many of these still need to be worked through. The other thing I'll just quickly add as well, these were the announcements yesterday without the numbers to back them up. So today is the budget announcement, and that's when we're going to find out how much money and how much funding is going into these initiatives that they've announced.
Yeah, so are there any particular recommendations which you're pleased to see being adopted or hopefully actually will be following through on?
I think in first and foremost, independent commission is a significant benefit that many of our members were really happy to see. This commission is really going to have a huge impact on mental health and wellbeing within New Zealand, and really, we really think it will have a huge impact on bringing down those sad statistics that we're all very familiar of.
We've seen these statistics for a while now. Why do you think it took so long for something to actually be done?
There's a few different reasons for that. To be honest, I think part of it is this government doesn't know how to act. The world's changing pretty quickly these days, and governments simply struggle to move with the pace of society in general. I also think that, unfortunately, the older generation that are in those positions of power have taken some time to catch up and actually understand what the younger generation is going through, and to understand that mild to moderate levels of mental health are serious and are increasing alongside those severe levels as well. I mean, we're getting a lot better at talking about it these days, and that's really giving a lot of credence to the importance of the issue.
Is the government going to be collaborating with organisations such as the NZUSA? Have you had any conversation in that realm about implementing recommendations to give support to students?
The rally last year.
Yeah.
At that point in time, there's this announcement come through yesterday, but also there's PECI, which is the free mental health services for youth in the Greater Wellington region. So that's going to be a trial over the next few years. And then after that point in time, if it's deemed to go well, it'll be rolled out throughout the rest of the country. So that is, we understand, is a direct correlation between that rally that was had, but also the vast number of meetings that we've had with the Minister of Health and Associate Ministers of Health on the topic of mental health in particular. Yeah.
Also, I mean, we all can agree that, promises are promises. It's really the action and the money which is being invested is what makes results happen.
Yeah.
Do you feel that the government will uphold these promises? And what would you like to be seeing going forward within, let's say, the next year? What kind of tangible impacts would you like to see happening?
Well, the government's talked up a big game with the budget. Mental health was one of their top five priorities. So I definitely think that we will see an increase, at least, in the amount of resourcing going towards mental health and wellbeing initiatives, which is massive. In a year's time, I mean, in a year's time, we're going to know the suicide statistics within New Zealand, and I personally would like to see a decrease in that. And they've only been increasing over the past few years, so we really need to make sure that we bring those numbers down. But also to continue talking about mental health as well. Statistics are one thing, but actually making it a normal thing to talk about and for society to understand that it is a normal part of our day-to-day activities will be a huge plus as well.
Do you have any last comments you'd like to make regarding impacts on students and going forward from this report?
I guess the final thing I'd like to add as well, you know, sexual violence is a huge stain on New Zealand culture. It occurs in a big way throughout New Zealand, and this is going to have quite a significant impact on that. The additional funding and resourcing going towards mental health and wellbeing will have an impact on that, and our Vice President here definitely feels very passionately about that, so it's a huge.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.